So I'm off the injections. Have I been hungry yet? A little bit. But even before I went off the injections, there was a question I wanted to answer. Is this, do these things really work? Are they really telling my head I'm not hungry? Because it feels like I'm just meal planning effectively. And I wasn't hungry very often when I was on the injections. I have had definitely more hunger since I've been off. So the question is starting to be answered, but how many of you raise your hand if you have, since you've been on your injection journey, said, do these things really work? I mean, because I feel like nothing has changed. I just am eating healthier and planning and holding myself accountable and losing weight. And it's like patting yourself on the back, right? So here's the number one question, because I would go back and forth when I was on the injections. Do these things really work, or is it all in our head? And I'm going, well, I've never been able to do this consistently on any fad diets for more than like 3 or 4 weeks through the years, right? So they must work, and there's science that says they work. And it's just interesting to me. And I wonder how many of you have asked yourself that question while you are on your weight loss journey. Do these medications, these injections, truly tell my brain that I am not hungry? And the science says yes, but I just think, man, there's this dilemma that goes on inside your head of, but what about when I'm no longer on the injections? Am I going to be hungry? And it's too early in my phase two, which is I'm off the injections now, right? It's too early for me to go, man, I'm way hungry. I've heard from a ton of people they gained a lot of the weight back, or all the weight back, or some of the weight back, because it was just different when they were on our injections. If you haven't listened to the episode with Ashley Rabick, she's an influencer on the East Coast, from the East Coast, who went on, lost a bunch of weight, went off, started to gain some back, and jumped right back on. That's real. That's something that's real. And so on this show, I want to talk about, is this all in your head? But also, what about switching from one medication brand to the other, especially now that the FDA is approving some of these GLP-1s for, specifically for weight loss? You don't have to have diabetes. It's still, in most cases, if you're looking to get your insurance cover it, it's sure going still going to be something that requires a health need. Even if you don't have diabetes, you're probably going to be pre-diabetic if you have, 35% body fat or more, or are overweight and obese and trying to address that. So there's lots of ways to come at it. But for example, like a Zepbound, which was hit the market in December and is supposed to be the number one selling drug of all time. Can you switch from Ozempic to Zepbound? Can you switch from Wegovy to Zepbound? Can you switch from Ozempic to Wegovy or Mounjaro? Some are agonists, some are dual agonists, which means they have two approaches to telling your brain you're not hungry. Guys, it's exciting. And hosting this podcast for me has been exciting to answer those basic questions for you. Remember, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm a PhD in leadership, many of you might ask. It's not a medical PhD. But it's my wife and I were on our weight loss injection journey, and I started looking at podcasts. And while there was episodes about Ozempic, there wasn't a podcast dedicated to it. And I said, hey, let's jump in there and answer all these questions. And that was late 2023, because it was clear that by 2024 at the latest, which has now happened, the market's just going to be flooded with different clinics and companies offering GLP-1 agonists through the mail or in person. And it is definitely one of the biggest discussions and trends in weight loss right now, and in the healthcare industry, frankly, not just for healthcare delivery, but even in the insurance sector. At first, people say, oh, I'm getting it covered by my insurance, I'm getting it covered. And now all of a sudden, the insurance is going, whoa, now everybody's going to want this because it works, right? So the insurance companies are kind of going back to the drawing board. And we've had a couple guests. If you listen to the episode with Emma Fox, who's an influencer in the benefits industry, she's awesome, great guest, but also equally or even more so brilliant and intelligent as a benefits advisor for companies and those who are looking, when you're at open enrollment, to do something a little more effective, more cost efficient. Give Emma a call. She can help you with that. But also Al Lewis from Quizify, when he came on, he does some fun things. And we also had Nurse Deb on. If you haven't listened to those episodes, Nurse Deb was kind of the first naysayer we've had on our show. And some people wrote to me and messaged me online, like, well, she works in the insurance industry. Of course she's going to be a naysayer. But if you get to know Nurse Deb like I have through the years, I think there's more to it than just that. Her belief was just like, look, you got to have the willpower to lose the weight. So you're going to have the willpower whether you're on the injections or not. And I think I started this show by talking about that, right? So having willpower is really the key to the whole thing. So I am now proving that. So Nurse Deb was saying, hey, so if you're going to have meal plan, like if you listen to those four steps, that one show, probably our most listened to show, Four Steps to Begin Your Weight Loss Journey, talk to a doctor, right? Number one. Number two, you're going to price it out, make sure it's cost efficient. Number three, have a plan in mind, and a goal in mind, and a timeline in mind, but you've got a meal plan, because these injections do not burn fat. They don't help you lose weight. They tell your brain that you're not hungry, which allows you to lose weight because you have a plan, right? And so number four on that show, maybe I shouldn't tell you number four because I want you to go listen to it. Yeah, I'm going to withhold number four from you for now. But those are three of the first four. Go listen to that episode, Four Steps to Begin Your Weight Loss Journey. But I actually am in that situation now again, right? Which is, hey, I'm off the injections. I just started this week being off the injection. So what's changed? Actually, nothing's changed except for me getting jabbed in the rear end once a week or in the belly, because I did both. If you listen to that last show, seven weird and funny things to random things to expect on the injections. But I did both, but the only thing I'm not doing is giving myself an injection in the rear end every week, which tells my brain I'm not hungry, but I'm still meal planning. This was all about lifestyle. You've heard that word way too much on this show if you've listened to all the episodes. My wife and I set out to make a lifestyle change on how we eat and how we think about food and how we live our lives, because we want to be able to eat fruit and have foods that we want. So all those things in mind, guys. Is it in your head that the injections work? My answer is no, but I had those questions all the time before I get off. It's a little arrogance too, right? Like, I don't need these injections. I can do this on my own. We're going to find out, because I'm in my first week off the injections and I've had a little hunger, but I've tried to keep the same a weight loss and meal plan approach. So that, guys, is really kind of two topics on the show, right? It's all in your head, but also, can you switch medications? I've talked to several guests who have switched medications and they've said, look, there was really no difference. I didn't notice anything different. It just one became more available, or a lot of people that were on Mounjaro, it like ran out. There was no inventory. The supply chain was messed up. Same with Ozempic in 2023. So they were forced to try something different. Some people were on tirzepatide, and then, all these other brands came out. And from what I've been told, I haven't talked to one person yet. And if you know somebody that has, tell them to reach out to me. I'd love to interview them for the show, that have experienced differences between the injections. They are either, agonist, which, is telling your brain you're not hungry, or dual agonist, which has two different ways to tell your brain you're not hungry. And they're really from the same kind of school of medications. Some are stronger than others, and some are available over more accessibly to the public without diabetes, things like that. So, guys, we've answered those two questions on the show. The questions are really about, is it all in your head, or do the injections work? My answer is yes. The science says yes. But most of you who've been on the journey for more than 4 or 5 months have probably had those moments of, I can do this without the injections. And I'm going to be just one example of whether or not that's true. We've heard from a lot of people that gained the weight back. I've heard from some that didn't gain it back. But those tactics are something to really keep in mind. So, is it all in your head? Probably not. It's real and it's scientific. And what can you expect if you want to switch from one of the medications to the other? I'm getting a lot of people asking me about Zepbound and should I switch? My answer would be, yeah, if it's working for you with your Ozempic, Mounjaro, Wegovy, or one of the others, why change? But if it's not working, no need to change. So my battery just let me know it's running low. So if my picture just went less color, I'd be curious to know. And I just plugged it back in. Wait, now it's like somewhere in between. But show's over anyway, folks. If you know any people that would be great guests or sponsors for the show, send them my way. Gonna head to one of my favorite restaurants now, Mastro's Ocean Club down in Newport Coast. Gonna have some seafood, probably share either a steak or some Chilean sea bass with my wife. One of our favorite places to go, a little date night, and a little way to celebrate a healthy lifestyle as well. Gonna go to one of our favorite places, but we're gonna eat healthy. This is Dr. Josh Luke, not a medical doctor, just a PhD in leadership. This is the Weight Loss Injection Revolution podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Tell a friend.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.